Welcome, Mama, to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. Finally, a podcast dedicated just to the mental and emotional world of us postpartum women. I am your friend, fellow mama, and postpartum life coach, Lizzie Langston. After intense birth trauma, delivering my first child, and really scary mental health crises following the birth of my second and third baby, I set off on a six-year journey to understand postpartum mental health from the inside out. On this podcast, I bring you, as a mom of four and a certified postpartum life coach, the tools you need to avoid mental health crashes, to get out of the postpartum rut, and to embrace a vivacious motherhood that you love from the inside out. Let's get you feeling like yourself again, mama, and welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. Hello, my loves, welcome back to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. I am your host. I am an intuitive. I am a psychic medium. I am a life coach, a certified life coach. I'm trauma-informed and I'm holistic. My name is Lizzie Langston. I'm also a mom of four kids. I am the owner and founder of The Postpartum Coach, which is a company that serves women privately as well as in my membership program. And my hope is to also do a lot of social justice type work to advocate for the rights and the care of women, specifically postpartum. So if you're new here, make sure that you subscribe. Make sure you follow this podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts, it's called Follow. And if what you receive or have received here today or before today really helps you, then in the age of artificial intelligence, I would plead and ask with you to just leave me a review, a written review on iTunes. Apple Podcasts. You can tap the stars and just do a starred review. Or if you really want to help other people to find this podcast and for the message to spread, because I can't tell you how many women have felt completely uplifted and changed and just totally served by just the free podcast here alone. So if you would like to play a role, pass the good karma forward to help other women find this amazing free platform, please do help us by going down to the bottom. If you just tap on my podcast and then click write a review. So you just click into the Postpartum Coach Podcast, scroll to the bottom, write a review. You can title your review, tap your stars, and write a little message. I read those on air here. I share the goodness, and I would so appreciate it, because I know that it will help the algorithm deliver us to other mamas. So in 2012, I started having kids. I became a mom at that time. And I noticed this really interesting pattern, which is that I developed bronchiolitis or bronchitis, however you like to call it, probably twice a year. And typically, actually every time, it was also, interestingly, linked to areas of my life where I had to make a decision that involved other people and their opinions or their schedules, whether it was a baby blessing or a baby shower or things like that. And I would stress out so much because I was trying to please everyone and I wasn't using my voice. And bronchitis, your bronchioles, everything there is in the throat chakra. So if you're not aware of what a chakra is, I think most people have heard of the word chakra, but essentially it's just, there are seven energy centers and each energy center in our body represents a different area of the spiritual and emotional and energetic work that we're doing. So for example, the root chakra is all about safety and security, survival, getting our physical needs met and our emotional, basic emotional needs met. Then you have the sacral chakra, which is all about you as an individual and making sure that you're not overgiving and setting boundaries so that you can take care of you. It's your center of creativity, reproduction, sexuality, stuff like that. So we have lots of chakras, and one of them is in our throat, and it is the throat chakra. And it's all about our authentic voice and our authentic message, and specifically what I want to call our medicine. So going back to my story here for a moment, because now I've been a mom for almost 10 years. My oldest is going to turn 10 on April 23rd, this month, 2024. So it's been almost a decade. I have four kids. I've been postpartum four times. And I don't get bronchitis anymore. I mean, knock on wood, right? Because we all have subconscious stuff we're working through. But there's a beautiful quote. I can't remember who said it, but it's something to the effect of, we don't get sick, we make ourselves sick. Now, you get to choose if this quote feels true to you and if it serves you. So please take it or leave it. I'm not here to tell you that if you have, I don't know, like a cancer diagnosis, that it's your fault or something. The fault thing is not the vibe with this, okay? The vibe is to be curious, just a curious explorer. If it were to be true that we make ourselves sick, what does that mean? What does that look like? And so what I like to say is that there is, you have a subconscious and you have a conscious mind, okay? And the subconscious is where a lot of our generational trauma lives. It's where a lot of our, I believe, past life trauma can also live. It's where we have pushed the parts of ourselves that were not accepted when we were little kids, or that we were told were bad. You know, the sensual parts for some women, the angry parts for some women, the parts that like to play with the idea of hurting somebody else. These are parts of us. And when I became a mom, I, like anybody else, would push back certain parts of me to, like I said, please others, serve others, live according to the ideals, the social kind of goals and expectations that shaped my micro community, my values at the time. And while they were a beautiful set of values, they had sort of a built-in flaw to the system of them, which is that I was overgiving and overpleasing and overserving others and over-nurturing my children at my own expense. So it's such a beautiful thing to give and to serve and to nurture others. That's a part of being a mother. But where our medicine is as women is to also know how to do that for ourselves. And so I wanted to create this episode today to tell you that the things that you struggle with right now, that you feel disappointed about, that you feel frustrated with yourself about, or very maybe even concerned, confused about, I want to offer to you that this is where the medicine is. And that not only is it medicine for you when you can lean into these parts that are not working like you thought they would, or they're behaving differently than you thought they would. Maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's irritability or rage. That if you are willing to be with these parts of yourself, not to judge them, push them back into the shadows, be afraid of them, but see them in broad daylight and be curious about them. It doesn't mean you have to let them take the driver's seat. You can still make choice and decision from an adult place. But if you're willing to just in a non-threatening way, be like, this is who I am and I sometimes have thoughts like this, or this is who I am and who I choose to be and who I identify as, and sometimes I hear this word come out of my mouth, right? If you can be with these parts of you and ask them why they're there and ask them what they need, they will give you the medicine that they contain. So that's my message for you today, is number one, the things that are going hard, that are like you're struggling with and that you just can't seem to make sense of, and they just keep coming up in cycles and waves and patterns, these contain a medicine within them. They contain a little piece of your power. And the whole reason these things come up is to invite us to interact with ourselves in a way that is loving. Okay, so I want you to imagine, just for as an example, you had a toddler that had some sort of a stuttering behavior. And, you know, it was maybe sometimes you felt a little embarrassed when you were around your friends and your child would do the stuttering thing. And I want you to consider, how would you want to treat that issue. And so the physical issues are no different than the emotional ones. So you might be judging your anxiety or your irritability a lot harder. You might be saying like, oh, well, that's different. The toddler can't help it. I mean, it's just happening to him. And I want to offer to you, what if you can't help it either? At what point was it okay to be so much harder on yourself? Does that really serve you? Does that really make you stronger? I don't think it does. So where's the medicine? Can you look inward at the things you're struggling with and ask, what medicine does this have for me? And maybe the medicine is that in the persistence and the continued repeating pattern of the challenge or the thing or the behavior that you're struggling with that you don't like, that you don't want to accept, that learning to accept that it is a part of you doesn't mean you can't get help for it or do something about it, but learning to accept that it is a part of your life experience right now and just being with it in this moment, maybe that is your medicine. To stop fighting, to stop hating, to stop kicking, to stop pushing it away, to stop wishing you were somewhere else, doing something else, behaving in a different way. Maybe that's your medicine. And then the second part of this concept of you are the medicine is I just want to offer, I know sometimes when our brains kind of get a little bit mixed up postpartum and our emotions and our personalities, that we start to feel like a burden. We start to worry if we're going to be messing up our attachment with our kids. Are we going to be a bad mom? And I want to offer to you that what if what's coming up is part of the way, like you moving through this with compassion and grace is part of how you will become the mother, the wife, the partner, the woman that you want to be. What if this is an answer to your prayers? What if this is working for you and not against you? And what if what you're experiencing is the medicine your family needs or your marriage needs or your motherhood needs? So before you convince yourself and get attached to the idea that life would be better if you didn't experience anxiety right now, life would be better if you didn't get so irritable with your kids. How about you stop trying to get away from it, stop trying to escape it, change it, wishing it away, and start being with it truly as if it was a wounded little animal that needed help? What if the part of you that you're so disappointed in or not proud of, that you want to reject so hard, needs you, right? Isn't that what we believe about toddlers throwing tantrums? When their behavior the worst is the worst, quote worst, as we would deem it, is when they need us the most. They need the love the most. They need the patience the most. They need the total unconditional acceptance the most. At what point did it become an exception? Did you become an exception to that? Just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you still can't be treated like a growing, learning child. Aren't you still a child too? Right? You have parts of you from your childhood that are still healing. And even in our own parenting with our children, these child parts of ourselves come out when we start parenting our children. And they need to be mothered just like our children need to be mothered. Okay? This is called the art of self-nurturing, and I want you to know that this is also parts work, it's parts therapy, and it is an approach and a lens that I use when I coach people inside of my community. So if you don't know, I have a coaching community. It's at lizzielangston.com/community. We meet on coaching calls. We do classes about birth trauma, about self-nurture, so many topics, about anxiety, how to manage it. There's also an online course so that you can have access to content anytime to learn. It's organized into three simple steps: calm your body, calm your mind, calm your life. It's very beautiful. It's my career's work up to this point. If you are interested, you can kind of get a taste for my teaching by downloading any of my free resources. So if you go to lizzielangston.com/work with me, you can see all of my free resources. There's a free mini course called Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. There is a free womb healing ceremony that gives you a taste for my shamanic kind of guided meditation type moments that we do together. And inside the community, I can help take better care of you. So if you are, you know, if you find that you really struggle with this self-acceptance piece and you know that you need some assistance to alchemize and get the juice out of, you know, the medicine out of what you're experiencing, then come join us. Come step into my container, my energy. Let my energy assist you in your healing. That would be my privilege. You can go to lizzielangston.com/community. All of these free resources and the community will always be in the links beneath the episode called the show notes. So you can always get to the links with each episode by just going to the notes that are below the actual episode here in the podcast. Make sure you're following and subscribing. And thank you so much for those of you that have left reviews or are leaving reviews right now. I so appreciate the generosity because that helps this movement reach more mamas, more homes, more families. You are the medicine, and what you're going through is the medicine. Can you treat it with the unconditional love and nurturing that it needs? I'll see you in next week's episode right here on the Postpartum Coach Podcast. See you next week.
Mama, friend, sister, hi, it's Lizzie. I am so grateful that you chose my podcast today. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I want you to know that I have more help for you, more hands-on help to uplift you and support you, including a free text message series, as well as a popular free mini course moms love. It's called Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. I also have a coaching membership community for postpartum moms. You can check out all of these at lizzielangston.com/workwithme. That's Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Langston, LANGSTON.com/workwithme. I'd be honored if you checked out any of my stuff. And thank you again for listening. You are stronger than you know.